Light and peace in Jesus Christ our Lord. Thanks be to God. Let your face shine on us, O God, and we shall be saved. Comfort, comfort, O my people, speak of peace, now says our God. Comfort those who sit in darkness, mourning neath their sorrow's load. Speak unto Jerusalem of the peace that waits for them. Tell of all the sins I cover, and that warfare now is over. Hark the voice of one who's crying in the desert far and near, bidding all to change direction, since the kingdom now is here. Oh, that warning cry obey, now prepare for God a way. May the valleys rise to meet you, and the hills bow down to greet you. Oh, make straight what long was crooked, make the rougher places plain. Let your hearts be true and humble, as befits this holy reign. For the glory of this love, now o'er earth comes from above, and all flesh shall see the token that God's word is never broken. God of hosts, bring us back. Let your face shine on us, and we shall be saved. O Shepherd of Israel, hear us. You who guide the flock of Joseph, shine forth from your cherubim throne upon Ephraim, Benjamin, Manasseh. Adonai, rouse up your might. Adonai, come to our help. God of hosts, bring us back. Let your face shine on us, and we shall be saved. Adonai Sabaoth, how long will you seem to frown on our plea? You have fed us with tears for our bread. We drink our tears by the barrel. You let our oppressors mock us. Our enemies laugh us to scorn. God of hosts, bring us back. Let your face shine on us, and we shall be saved. You brought a vine out of Egypt, cleared out nations to plant it. Before it you cleared the ground, made it take root to fill the land. It overshadowed the mountains and covered the cedars with its boughs, stretched out its branches to the sea, its roots to the river Euphrates. Then why are its walls now destroyed? Those who pass help themselves to its grapes. Wild boars tear up its roots, and beasts devour its fruit. God of hosts, bring us back. Let your face shine on us, and we shall be saved. God of might, turn again, we implore. Lean down from the heavens and see. Visit this vine and protect it. Cherish this vine once again. restore once again our life, and we will invoke your name. Restore the light of your presence, and we shall be saved. Glory to the One, and to the Word, and to the breath of love, as always before, so now and evermore. Amen. God of hosts, bring us back. Let your face shine on us, and we shall be saved. A reading from the book of the prophet Isaiah. Comfort, give comfort to my people, says your God. Speak tenderly to Jerusalem, and proclaim to her that her service is at an end, her guilt is expiated. Indeed, she has received from the hand of Adonai double for all her sins. Thanks be to God.
You heavens, open from above, that clouds may rain the just one. You heavens, open from above, that clouds may rain the just one. Be you comforted. Be you comforted, hear me, my people. Soon shall come to you Christ your Savior. Why do you give way to sorrowing? Has this grieving ended your sadness? Your Savior comes, do not be fearful. For it is I, your God and your mighty ruler, Zion's Holy One and your Redeemer. You heavens, open from above, that clouds may rain the just one. It is not the will of your heavenly Abba that even one of these little ones be lost. My heart is radiant with Adonai. My whole being delights in God my Savior. All people now will call me blessed, for God has loved this humble handmaid. The Almighty has shown me great favor. Holy is the name, whose mercy embraces the faithful from one generation to the next. The mighty arm of God scatters the proud in their own conceit, pulls tyrants from their thrones while lifting up the lowly, fills the famished with bounty, and reveals the emptiness of riches. Rescues lowly Israel, sharing such loving kindness, as promised to our ancestors, to Abraham and Sarah, and their descendants forever. Glory to the One, and to the Word, and to the breath of love, as always before, so now and evermore. Amen. It is not the will of your heavenly Abba that even one of these little ones be lost.
How long the path which leads to you. Come to meet us, be our way.
How heavy the burden of our misery. Come to meet us, be our rest. How dark and hard the journey to our star. Come to meet us, be our light. How lonely do we wander, stumbling together in the chaos. Come to meet us, be our companion. How long your little ones are oppressed by the pride and greed of others. Come to meet us, be our way to freedom and fullness of life. How long, Lord Jesus, do we wait for your return? Come to meet us, be our hope's fulfillment. You taught us to pray.
Our dear Abba in heaven, holy be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial, and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever.
O wondrous love, holy source of all that is, we praise you on this special feast day, remembering the life and the legends of Saint Juan Diego. As you called him to reveal the love of the Most Holy Virgin Mary for your people, grant that by following the counsels our Mother gave at Guadalupe, we may be faithful in serving you in all people and in caring for the whole of creation. For yours is the glory and power of love, now and forever. Amen. May the peace of the Holy One, which surpasses all understanding, guard our hearts and our minds in Jesus, our Emmanuel. Amen.
Let us bless Adonai. Thanks be to God. Loving Mother of our Savior, holding open heaven's only hope, star for steerage in this vastness, rise to help us save the sinking. Nature's greatest wonder, you have borne your own true Maker, giving human life to him. Virgin ever before and after, that good news from Gabriel, word of life for living, tell it now, mercy to all people. The angel of the Lord brought the message to Mary, and she conceived of the Holy Spirit. Let us pray. We ask, O God, that we who have been privileged to receive the good news of the incarnation of Christ, your Son, may be prepared through his passion and cross to approach also the glory of his resurrection. Through the same Christ our Lord. Amen.